have a broadcast partner that's on the move. He has traveled from Greer, South Carolina to someplace in Germany. Of course, we're talking about Dr. Rob Congdon. He is the man who helps us look at the European Union, the continent of Europe, and keep a focus on what's going on there because it is so key to end time prophecy. And that's, of course, the reason we bring Rob to these microphones. Rob, where did we find you in Germany?
I'm in Herborn, Germany. That's just northwest of Frankfurt.
Uh-huh. And, you know, we've been talking about the weather on the broadcast. I would imagine in Europe at this time of the year is a lot of snow.
There's a lot of snow. The mountains are all around, and they're all covered, and it's beautiful right now.
Well, that's great. We were talking earlier about Steve, who is the producer of this broadcast in Chattanooga. They had about 3 to 6 inches. Crazy what's happening as far as the weather is concerned. Well, enough of the weather broadcast. Let's talk about what's going on in Europe. And let me just start by asking you, you've arrived on the continent of Europe. You're in Germany, one of the major players in the European Union. Talk to me about some of the observations you've been able to make since you arrived, maybe some of the conversations as it relates to now the European Union up and operating.
Well, it's surprising in some ways. I've been in Heidelberg also, and the people I've talked to seem to be about as aware of the EU and what it's doing as Americans are. In other words, they're not really up on what's happening, and they're actually quite surprised when I tell them some of the things about what Germany's doing in the EU and where it's going. So I guess what we have is the EU tries to be pretty quiet and seems to be succeeding, and that allows them to progress where they want to go, and the people are not aware of it. So not too different over here than in the U.S.
You know, it seems some of the reports I've been getting out of Europe, Rob, that Germany is continuing to do some type of actual exports and imports with Iran, which is not helping in the sanctions that European Union, United States, United Nations would like to put on Iran. Do you get any feed on that? Is Angela Merkel wanting to play both sides of the fence on this issue?
That's true. And as I've said many times, and I continue to find that, there is worry about the threat of Iran and war, because that is a concern always in Europe. But their media has pretty well got the people, at least, and I think the government also, to try to play down the danger. And as a consequence, that's exactly what they're doing. So just like so many places elsewhere, the media is not telling the whole story, and there's a less awareness. Now, among the Christians at the conference that I'm at right now, very much aware of the dangers. They understand the threat to Israel and the rest of the world, so they're alerted. But once again, the average populace and seemingly the government is just not convinced it's that strong. They keep bringing up to me, well, other countries have atomic weapons, so what's the difference?
Very interesting statement. Well, earlier this week, President Obama gave his State of the Union message. We talked with Bob McGinnis about that. What is the reaction or the response from the people in Germany to not only the State of the Union speech that the president made, but how President Obama is operating at the end of his first year in office?
Well, they still continue to be very hopeful. They found that his speech is just fine and that they think he is still the man that's going to do much to help the world. And so, again, you know, the dividing line, those who are Christians, those who make the effort to check out news a little behind the news are alerted and see difficulties, but the average people and the governments over here still think highly of him. And I think the picture, when I ask for descriptions, is in their mind. And but another point is the speech was not over here. You know, it was in the middle of the night, and so there it really wasn't that great a reaction. It was more just a coverage of what he said, and not really reactions yet.
Rob, I've got to talk to you about the Israeli cabinet. Prime Minister Netanyahu bringing the entire cabinet, meeting with the cabinet of Germany there, and Chancellor Angela Merkel. And then President Peres of Israel goes over. Netanyahu speaks at Auschwitz on International Holocaust Remembrance Day. How is that coming out? Is this a effort on Germany's part to make amends with the German, with the Jewish people, and in particular Israel?
Well, it's possible it is to make amends, but there is a genuine warmth toward Israel. And Israel, I would say, next to the United States, Israel views Germany as a good friend, and Germany likewise toward Israel. So I think it's more than just if you want to try to make amends. I think it's a genuineness overall toward Israel, and it's only because of the internal pressures between Turks in Germany and Muslims in Germany that probably, you know, in the public statements would tone them down a little. But there seems to be a genuine support for Israel.
I've got to ask you about an article that I received, a report coming out of Spain, who now has the temporary, and I'm not sure if you call it the presidency or what, you'll have to correct me on this. I know we have our permanent president, Van Rompuy, but to some extent, Spain has a play in the 27 member states of the European Union. But they're talking about the fact that Turkey belongs in the family of Europe, though Turkey is actually technically partially in Europe and partially in Asia. What are you hearing about this, Turkey being included in the member states of the European Union?
Well, yes, Spain seems to be supporting that, and they are trying to move ahead, but it's like going up a mountain, and it's going very slowly. The word that I've heard is behind Turkey's effort is more the idea if they keep pushing, yes, we want to be in the EU, and in the end, if they get rejected, there will be a backlash back in Turkey, and it will make them stronger than ever in terms of Islamic nation, and the army won't have as much say, and therefore they can pull closer to the rest of the Islamic world. That's possible. As you know the Bible, Turkey seems to be part of Ezekiel 38 scenario. So it's very interesting to hear that. They think they're kind of using the EU to help the leader of Turkey, who is a strong Muslim, to actually say, see, they rejected us, let's turn to the Muslim world. So we need to watch this closely. From the EU, they are making earnest steps. They are taking these small steps of approval. So at this point, it's hard to tell for sure what's going to happen, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes and a lot of political maneuvering for both sides, so to speak, the pro-Europe side and the pro Turkey and Islamic world side. So Turkey is kind of a divided country, just as the sea goes between it, so too politically and in terms of the EU.
Very, very interesting. And that is an unbelievably biblical scenario as it relates to what the end time prophecy calls for. We will stay on top of that. What about Spain? I mentioned, what is their position as it relates to the European Union now with this new political structure in place?
Well, you really can say there are two presidents. There is the temporary president, rotates every 6 months. They have not ended that. And, of course, Van Rompuy's key position and what he is to do is to establish better what are the duties of the ongoing president, which he is, of the council. And he's really kind of an administrator, and he's setting up where it's going to go. Over here, I've been asking a lot about him, and those who have some insight kind of see it the way I do. He's going to be more the man who will set up the rules, but the power still lies with the president of the commission, that's the other group of the EU leadership, and Catherine Ashton, which I've been telling you is like our Secretary of State. That's where the power is. And the parliament is losing more power. They were supposed to gain it. They're losing it. And the council is very supportive of Catherine Ashton and Barroso. So I think what you're going to see is the one man sets up the mechanics, but the reality is the commission remains the power and the real controlling person.
Yeah, the pragmatic.
Barroso.
I'm sorry.
The controlling person remains President Barroso of the Commission rather than President Rompuy of the Council.
Seems like they put a pragmatic politician in place instead of a powerful position to accomplish maybe ultimately what they would like to do, and this leaves it open for a powerful leader to come into that arena as well. It's great to have Dr. Rob Congdon in Europe reporting to us, getting the feel of what the European Union's people might be thinking, and then reporting it back to us right here on Prophecy Today. Rob, have some great conferences while there. Stay warm, and thank you so much. We'll talk again next week right here on Prophecy Today.
Well, thank you for having me, and I have to express greetings to you from two people in Heidelberg, Sharon and Kirsten. You even baptized Kirsten in Israel once, and they listen to us faithfully every week and to hear you. So they send their greetings. I send my greetings to everybody today back in the States.